I'm Wayne Shepherd with Dave Zanotti from the American Policy Roundtable, and this is the Public Square today with Jeff Sanders also at the table. Dave?
Wayne, this is a frustrating subject. We can't cover it in 2 minutes, but we're hoping to help people understand the thousands and thousands of people who listen every day in many different ways to this program that there's a longer discussion on the Public Square you can continue with. So let's just throw one of those too big a questions out there. Jeff, does the Bible give you the right to self-defense?
Absolutely, it does. All through the Old Testament does, and even into the New Testament. Luke chapter 22, verses 36 to 38, the Lord Jesus tells his disciples at the Last Supper to sell a garment and to buy a sword. And the word there for sword is sword. It's a military weapon. His disciples hold up two swords, and he says, that's enough. That's plenty. Sure, that's sufficient to defend themselves, not to take on the Roman government. 1 Timothy 5:7, the Apostle Paul says that if any man does not provide for his own, he is worse than an unbeliever and has denied the faith. What do you provide for your own? Food, clothing, shelter, and security, protection. And there are a number of other places I can appeal to.
I think, Wayne, in addition, the entire Scripture teaches an ethic of life and the value of life and the protection of life made in the image of God. So I know that religious organizations, churches, denominations, and politicians have argued and discussed and searched over the years for this. We can't solve it in 2 minutes, but we do have a much bigger conversation and one that's going to be ongoing in regards to what does the Bible say about God and guns.
Such an important conversation today. You can follow it up by listening online to APRoundtable.org's The Public Square broadcast, the hour-long edition at APRoundtable.org. Jeff, thank you, and Dave, as always, thank you. We'll see everybody back tomorrow here on The Public Square.